while the clock answers many of these questions. We all came forth from the source of oneness, and to it we shall all one day return, with or without our individuality. But at this point in time, what's a point in time? An electron. At this point in time, we see neither the beginning nor the end of our existence. Both are remote in the distant past and future. Having lost the perspective of both shores, we try to fashion meaning out of relativity. Actors on a stage playing many roles, we are no longer able to distinguish the real me. We make merry and join clubs playing the games people play, and if we dare to think, we attempt to find a rationale for our Weltanschauung, which means worldview, and that's in any dictionary, that word, which at best is incomplete. Then when we think we have found the logic of the way, we close our minds to all other interpretations, dismissing them as heresy. I think the scientific mind can be the most religious mind that is upon the planet when it is imbued with the Holy Spirit. We all came forth from the center of oneness. That is the beginning of this quest for reality. The center of oneness is the dot in the center of the circle. No matter what chart we study, we are always aware of the fact that the real self is the dot in the center. And of course, that is the nucleus, the center of being. So we come forth and we have an opportunity to expand God's being, God's awareness of himself. Let's say together, I am God's awareness of himself. 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 Do you like that idea? I do too. Makes me feel a very important part of some greater scheme. Makes me feel that I'm a functioning part of something that's important. And I can never lose my perspective, because without me, God will lose a certain pattern of his awareness of his own identity. I am God's identity. It's a beautiful thought. All right, God will realize himself through these points. We explained how God is a sphere, a circle is a spiral of God's consciousness. And in order then to expand awareness, there is this going forth. Let us not even talk about matter. Let us dwell purely in spirit. Planes of consciousness in spirit. In spirit, there is both the formed and the unformed. The formed and the formless. In other words, when you get out of matter and jump into the ascension, all does not become a filmy mist of spiritual substance. The masters are ascended. They have form. They have identity. They have substance. They have density. And yet they are pure spirit. So you see then, spirit is a whole nother realm of which matter is the pattern. Nature is the hem of the garment of God. All of the material universe, all of the patterns that we perceive in material substance, is simply a way God has of showing us, see what reality there is in the plane of spirit if you can find all of this in matter. He's enticing us to explore spirit or the kingdom of God by creating this whole material universe. So God's awareness of himself, which is this dot, must expand to become the entire circumference of being. This dot must learn control. It has control in the center. It is a fiery core or a fiery ovoid. It must suddenly make that leap and extend itself in all directions at once and be in control of that much more of what we would call time and space. or that much more area of God's consciousness. Well, it doesn't just make the leap suddenly. It makes it in a spiral, which always moves up and toward the 12, and the 12 is the opening. Now, at this point, it isn't even 12. I'm not even going to call it a number. Because at this point, it is a flame. It is a facet of God's consciousness. It is a point where another identity has said, I am God's awareness of himself. And this is another law of hierarchy. Before this point came into being and had the need to expand the awareness of God, other points have already gone forth and already manifested the flame. Before you have called, I have answered. In the center of being, identity makes the call for expansion, because identity is the nature of God. And the answer is already the pattern and the matrix. Now I want you to learn to feel the flow of that expansion of God's consciousness by the God qualities. We call this identity God power. Now let's remember the very important definition of the word God, which you find in Climb the Highest Mountain. It's geometry of divinity. The geometry of divinity. When you meditate on that concept, there's an alchemy that takes place within you. It's such a fantastic idea that God is the geometry of divinity. Geometry are all the perfect forms. And you realize that God, as a being that can be known, must have an awareness of himself as the vastness of grids and force fields, of cones, of circles, of spheres, of patterns. If every geometry teacher knew that his science was the science of divinity, what spirit could infuse it? That's what Pythagoras taught. We go one step further and climb the highest mountain to say that God is the geometry of your divinity. That geometry begins with a circle. The first point of the geometrization of being outside the fiery core is a release of God power. Instantaneously, then, what was the white sphere of simply an alpha and omega polarity becomes, at this point of the geometry, a flame of God power. That is energy as it spirals. Now what happens? It goes back to the center and comes out again in the next flame, which is called God love. So just as we drew this electron going back and forth like this around that center, the center of being, and that which looks like a spiral or a circle, because anything that's moving at the intensity that God moves, you know, looks different from what it's really doing. I want you to see this. This is fantastic. This center of this being goes out to experience God power and comes back to the center again and goes out again for God love. And it does that for each of the points. So there's this continual flow from center to periphery of the consciousness that is geometrizing God. Let's say this again. I am God's awareness of himself. I am God's awareness of himself. I am God's awareness of himself. So when it goes back to the center, it brings with it the net gain of experience in the manifestation of God power. So coming back to the center, God's being has taken on another ring of God power around the center. All right, it goes out, releasing the flame of God love that comes forth from that energy of white fire core plus God power. The flame of love then is precipitated and it comes back again. So it is establishing coordinates or points around this circle. And each time it goes out, another flame is anchored in the outer and another sphere is built in the center. And this is moving toward the goal when the center explodes to the periphery and God's consciousness leaps into an expansion, an expanded awareness of self. This is the meaning of the expanded awareness of self. Returning from God love, this additional ring is formed and the leap goes into the manifestation of God mastery. That is a flame. It's a flame of God mastery. So there's the return. The ring forms around, one complete circle around the white fire core, and out we go again. And then we have this flame, God control. Now just remember, every flame that we name here is the sum of all of the previous flames. God power plus the fiery core equals God love. God power plus the fiery core, God love plus the fiery core equals God mastery. God power plus the fiery core, God love plus the fiery core, God mastery plus the fiery core equals God control. That is why energy is a spiral, because it keeps on adding the sum total, and the spiral is always in the proportion of the golden ratio. And the golden ratio simply means it gets proportionately bigger as it goes around. And the spiral looks like a conch shell. You know how it comes from the center and gets wider and wider. That is the fundamental pattern of this evolution. So you see that nucleus or that center of awareness is getting what we would call more dense, or what we mean by density, it has more weight, it has a greater weight of light focusing in the center. It's like the difference between the planet Mercury and Uranus. Uranus is much heavier, it's a much larger planet. So this is increasing in the awareness of God's consciousness by having gone out. So then, from the center, we go into the next. And this is the flame that is the sum total of all that has gone before and all revolutions of God, obedience. Now, if you study these flames, you will see that they're getting more complex. I mean, obedience requires a certain amount of experience. There's nothing to be obedient to unless you have power or energy. There's no reason to be obedient to God unless you understand his love and love him so much that you want to conform to his laws. The flame of mastery is an illumination of the previous two. God control is the flame that gives you just that, the control of these first three flames. God obedience makes you want to put the whole unit together in orderly fashion and to keep your being in conformity to it. obedience doesn't mean saying yes sir and no sir in this business. It's the idea that we make ourselves congruent or conforming to the patterns of time and space, the patterns of the atom, the patterns of being. Coming back is another swing around the center. And then there's going out, and this time the flame is God wisdom. Now what happens when the center is on the periphery? There is another force field of a sphere out here that makes up that flame. And there is an orbiting around that focal point for a certain increment of time and space before the return. And what happens is between the center and the point on the outer point of the circle, there is developing a force field. And that force field of energy is what is causing the identity in the center to expand. And that's what you see in the whirling of the electron. As it whirls around, there is being established a force field, a pattern. And the pattern makes up grids and lines of control whereby energy in space is now going to be controlled by the consciousness that inhabits space. Going back to the center, another revolution coming out. As God harmony. God harmony, and we're at the bottom of the circle. Let's say this again. I am God's awareness of Himself. 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 Now, when you meditate upon this concept that we have given in the mantra, you begin to be the observer watching the mind of God cogitate within you and observing how God is increasing His awareness of Himself in you, and you are simply a coordinate in time and space for the release of what God is doing. You're just this grid, and you are aware of this mind thinking, of this eye blinking inside of you. Do you know what I mean? And you're watching this vastness of being functioning. And of course you say, I of mine own self can do nothing. When you stand in awe of true being within you functioning as its awareness of itself. Coming out again, the sweep, after having gone another revolution, is God gratitude. The complexity of the way these cycles move is amazing. I'm watching it. God justice is the flame at this point, out from center. I'm trying to give you a sense of the sweep as I go, if you can watch as I give this. It's this going around. And now you can see that the freedom of the electron, obviously, it has a course. No one happens to have discovered what this course is until this particular moment, as we watched God within us. These patterns that I'm drawing would not look like any pattern unless you knew what was going on, unless you understood it in this way. It's going around the center and back in the center and then around this thing. It looks like a random motion, doesn't it? But we are understanding that the dot in the center, by this sweep around, is gradually becoming the whole. That's the purpose. This is God reality here. Then there's this God vision. Now, if you compare this to the movement of the electrons, what is happening is that the particular movement of the electron within the matrix is releasing energy in relation to the white fire core. And the way it moves and its relationship to the core is releasing God's energy that manifests as a flame of God vision. And God vision is simply a frequency or a combination of frequencies of all that has gone before. Now there reaches a point in the travels of this electron where there's what is called, correct me if I'm not using this term exactly scientifically correctly, but there becomes a point of a critical mass in the center where all these revolutions suddenly go poof. And there's a new white fire core. And the white fire core is the extension of this nucleus to the outer and the inclusion of its awareness of all of these qualities. Now I'm going to take you through this ritual by meditation and invocation. We're going to start in the center with I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega. You can just fold your hands and be quiet and just meditate on the fiery core. This will be a very easy meditation to reconstruct. We're talking about Alpha and Omega because that's the Father, Mother, God in the center of the fiery core. We're going to say, I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega in the white fire core of being.
I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega in the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega in the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega in the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega in the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega in the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega in the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega in the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega in the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega in the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire core of being.
I am God's awareness of Himself as God power.
I am God's awareness of Himself as God power. I am God's awareness of Himself as God power. I am God's awareness of Himself as God power. I am God's awareness of Himself as God power. I am God's awareness of Himself as God power. I am God's awareness of Himself as God power. I am God's awareness of Himself as God power. I am God's awareness of Himself as God power. I am God's awareness of Himself as God power. I am God's awareness of Himself as God power. I am God's awareness of Himself as God power. I am God's awareness of Himself as God power. I am God's awareness of Himself as God power. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being.
Now I'm sure you know the visualization I want you to give is going out from the fiery core to the focal point of God power at the top of the circle and then returning to the center to repeat the affirmation. Now we're going out.
I am God's awareness of Himself as God love. I am God's awareness of Himself as God love. I am God's awareness of Himself as God love. I am God's awareness of Himself as God love. I am God's awareness of Himself as God love. I am God's awareness of Himself as God love. I am God's awareness of Himself as God love. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Himself as God Mastery. I am God's awareness of Himself as God Mastery. I am God's awareness of Himself as God Mastery. I am God's awareness of Himself as God Mastery. I am God's awareness of Himself as God Mastery. I am God's awareness of Himself as God Mastery. I am God's awareness of Himself as God Mastery. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Himself as God control. I am God's awareness of Himself as God control. I am God's awareness of Himself as God control. I am God's awareness of Himself as God control. I am God's awareness of Himself as God control. I am God's awareness of Himself as God control. I am God's awareness of Himself as God control. I am God's awareness of Himself as God control. I am God's awareness of Himself as God control. I am God's awareness of Himself as God control. I am God's awareness of Himself as God control. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Himself as God obedience. I am God's awareness of Himself as God obedience. I am God's awareness of Himself as God obedience. I am God's awareness of Himself as God obedience. I am God's awareness of Himself as God obedience. I am God's awareness of Himself as God obedience. I am God's awareness of Himself as God obedience. I am God's awareness of Himself as God obedience. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Himself as God wisdom. I am God's awareness of Himself as God wisdom. I am God's awareness of Himself as God wisdom. I am God's awareness of Himself as God wisdom. I am God's awareness of Himself as God wisdom. I am God's awareness of Himself as God wisdom. I am God's awareness of Himself as God wisdom. I am God's awareness of Himself as God wisdom. I am God's awareness of Himself as God wisdom. I am God's awareness of Himself as God wisdom. I am God's awareness of Himself as God wisdom. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Himself as God harmony. I am God's awareness of Himself as God harmony. I am God's awareness of Himself as God harmony. I am God's awareness of Himself as God harmony. I am God's awareness of Himself as God harmony. I am God's awareness of Himself as God harmony. I am God's awareness of Himself as God harmony. I am God's awareness of Himself as God harmony. I am God's awareness of Himself as God harmony. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Himself as God gratitude. I am God's awareness of Himself as God gratitude. I am God's awareness of Himself as God gratitude. I am God's awareness of Himself as God gratitude. I am God's awareness of Himself as God gratitude. I am God's awareness of Himself as God gratitude. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire core of being. I am God's awareness of Himself as God justice. I am God awareness of himself as God of justice. I am God awareness of himself as God of justice. I am God awareness of himself as God of justice. I am God awareness of himself as God of justice. I am God awareness of himself as God of justice. I am God awareness of himself as God of justice. I am God awareness of himself as God of justice. I am God awareness of himself as God of justice. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire power of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire power of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire power of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire power of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire power of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire power of being. I am God's awareness of himself as God reality. I am God's awareness of himself as God reality. I am God's awareness of himself as God reality. I am God's awareness of himself as God reality. I am God's awareness of himself as God reality. I am God's awareness of himself as God reality. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire power of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire power of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire power of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega, the white fire power of being. I am God's awareness of himself as God vision. I am God's awareness of himself as God vision. I am God's awareness of himself as God vision. I am God's awareness of himself as God vision. I am God's awareness of himself as God vision. I am God's awareness of himself as God vision. I am God's awareness of himself as God vision. I am God's awareness of himself as God vision. I am God's awareness of himself as God vision. I am God's awareness of himself as God vision. I am God's awareness of himself as God vision. I am God's awareness of himself as God vision. I am God's awareness of himself as God vision. I am God's awareness of himself as God vision. I am God's awareness of himself as God vision. I am God's awareness of himself as God victory.
I am God's awareness of himself as God victory. I am God's awareness of himself as God victory.
I am God's awareness of himself as God victory. I am God's awareness of himself as God victory. I am God's awareness of himself as God victory. I am God's awareness of himself as God victory. I am God's awareness of himself as God victory. I am God's awareness of himself as God victory. I am God's awareness of himself as God victory. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire power of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire power of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire power of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire power of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire power of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire power of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire power of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire power of being. I am God's awareness of Alpha and Omega and the white fire power of being.